you start blistering. A lot of blisters on your mouth, around your lips. Start hallucinating and you start thinking, oh, I'm gonna die. But you can't think clearly because it's not you anymore.
This week on the Nature Stories podcast, And I Walked, a soundscape of how the thirst for the American dream translates into a literal thirst for scores of illegal immigrants who risk their lives as they cross the desert from Mexico into the United States. I'm Samantha Brown from Atlantic Public Media, curating this podcast with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week we bring you pieces about the intersection of people and place. Up now, And I Walked, produced by Ann Hepperman and Kara Oler.
They play a game here, but nobody watches from a box seat. The players are called wets by those who hunt them. They cross a hot desert, a dry desert, and they cross with 1 or 2 gallons of water. They walk 30, 40, 50, 60 miles in order to score. The goal line here means not 6 points, but a job. Here are the rules. Get caught, and you go back to Mexico. Make it across, and you get a job in the fields or the back rooms. Don't make it, and you die.
Crucé la semana pasada.
Sí, caminé 3 días.
3 noches caminando. Íbamos 4 personas.
Solo, caminando por el desierto.
I walk all day on the sun. By the end of the day, I only had 1 gallon of water. I started with 2 gallons.
Un traguito nomás y mojarse los labios nomás.
In the morning, started walking again. Walk all day. And then, still walked part of the night.
Agents found the body of a man believed to be an illegal immigrant hanging from a tree in the desert.
The deaths bring the total number of deaths by crossers in Arizona to 106 for this year. Authorities
people have died trying to cross the Mexican border into Arizona.
There are no springs or streams, and no one lives here. No one. But still they keep coming. Day after day, night after night. Some will move only during daylight because they fear snakes. Some refuse to wear hats. And I cannot help but wonder what kind of experiences produce people willing to take on such ground.
It's a sign of desperation.
They pay better in the U.S. than here. I've just arrived from work, and I start at 7 in the morning, and then I finish at 6. And they paid me $6 for the whole day.
If they could live this fairly good life at their places, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't be here.
With heat and thirst, the body temperature soars, and the brain seems to cook. The flesh feels electric with pain, as each cell screams out its complaint. People in such circumstances tear off their clothes in the hope of being cooled. Sometimes the Border Patrol finds corpses with the mouth stuffed with sand.
Bravo 14. One incident that I came upon was my eye caught this one bush, and I noticed there's some legs. There was someone lying down underneath a bush. And I thought whoever it was deceased, but when I got up on her, it was a female. She was lying down on her stomach, ready to die.
You start blistering. A lot of blisters on your mouth, around your lips. You start hallucinating and you start thinking, oh, I'm gonna die. But you can't think clearly because it's not you anymore. you start thinking about death. You start thinking if you're going to heaven or if you're going to hell, or I mean, like, if you're going to die in the desert and then you're not going to be found by anybody and you're going to be eaten by animals.
The coyotes wanted to eat me. There are a lot of coyotes. The animals wanted to eat me. There were five, and I was staying still and quiet. And they were approaching me, so I put my bottles around me to scare them off. And I had a lighter that I used to fend them off. And I was by myself. The animals were waiting for me to die.
You don't even think. You don't even think. You don't have no brain to think about anything.
Coyotes. A lot of coyotes.
People's going to the United States hoping to find a job and send money to their families back home, and what they find is death. They never make it over there, and they never make it back home.
The desert tonight is an enormous theater, full of tracks made by men and women, and sometimes children, all inching north. They play a game here. We play a game here.
To hear more stories like these, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. This podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. Send us your thoughts and feedback to podcast@tnc.org. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown. Thanks for listening.